XRP warning. That's what I'm going to title this episode here today. I appreciate you guys for stopping by. Wanted to provide a market update. President Trump did it to us again. The tariffs are back on for the European Union, and any iPhone not made in America, made in India or anywhere else, 25% tariff on that. We're taking it to 50% on the EU. President Trump puts it out this morning, and we get not really a flash crash, that'd probably be inappropriate, but a little bit of a pullback this morning. XRP back down to 230, which is yet another higher low on the XRP price chart. Obviously, on the beach here, I don't have the ability to show you the chart, but you can take a quick look at it for yourself and see that the structure is still there. Everything's intact. But what I'm really worried about right now for XRP, the broader crypto market, the stock market, is the stock market in the crypto market. President Trump is willing to sacrifice that to save the bond market, right? They're willing to crash stocks to save bonds. The real issue right now is those treasury yields continue to rise. More and more people don't want to do a deal with the United States government, and I can't blame them. And nobody showed up at that 20-year treasury auction last week. This is what caused the market, earlier this week, last week, I forget. Time's just flying. I feel like the last 2 weeks leading up to XRP Las Vegas have just been, we've just been moving so fast, and the market just rallying back up here. Bitcoin soaking up all the liquidity right now, and it moved up to 112,000 yesterday before crashing down to 107 earlier this morning. So back to 107 for Bitcoin, back to 230 for XRP, already bouncing off that structure. But this is off of President Trump waking up this morning and deciding, let's hit them with some more tariffs, 50% on the EU, 25% on any iPhones outside of the United States.